Yo!
Your morning team show on WSGW.
Now don't go wasting my precious
Dave
time.
And Pat and Art and Charlie, Mike in for Dave, fine. Of course, this week. And
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna.
In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Mike again, I should say. And your home studio, Art Lewis. I know you're rocking along to the Spice Girls, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Spicy, isn't it?
Yeah. So we need some investigation into this story I have here, please. I'm not going to do it because no disrespect to the Spice Girls. It's just something that, you know, I'm not going to be anything that I'm going to lose sleep over. But So I see this story here. It's from the Associated Press. It says Melanie C., the Spice Girls, the sporty one.
Oh, yeah.
Sporty Spice. Says here is she's writing the insider perspective of the group. She will publish her autobiography, The Sporty One, that's what it's going to be titled. On September 27th, she'll tell the story of how she answered a newspaper ad and became one of the most famous pop stars on the planet and what toll that took on her. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But this jogged my memory. Like, I'm sure that we've had some story about her doing... And so I did some online looking, and yep. So it was January of this year. I got the story, and this is from from the Irish News, of all places. I just clicked on it. Melanie C. says she's very excited as she announced the publication date of her autobiography titled Who I Am.
She doesn't know.
So I got her autobiography in this story. It says The Sporty One, going to be published on September 27th. This says her autobiography titled Who I Am, to be published on September 15th.
Maybe went through a second draft.
What?
change the title.
Maybe she rewrote her own autobiography. Didn't agree with it or something. I don't know. Like I said, it's something that you've been going to hang on now the rest of your Monday and how you're ever going to be able to lead your life now, wondering which autobiography is correct. Do you have any insight, Pat Johnston?
I wish I did.
You're the music man.
I will say, if you look at some of their songs on the YouTube, though, it is amazing. I mean, I'm thinking hundreds of millions of people have watched.
Oh my gosh!
Have watched their videos, so they have transcended just the Gen X generation. I think even the millennials are really into them. Maybe even Gen Z now too. I don't know. Maybe Art's really into them. I don't know.
I beg your pardon?
No. Okay, he's not.
Well, I don't know which is true now: the autobiography, the sporty one, or the autobiography, Who I Am. But either way, Art, I'll make sure you get a copy.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Regardless, I will say she had the best voice of all of them. So just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Maybe
just
true.
Saying.
Maybe true.
I'll trust you on that.
She's a lot better than Victoria.
Well,
just saying.
You know, was it her or was it her husband?
Oh, no. Hey, first before it was her first. Husband, then he became big later. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. And there, everything you've ever wanted to hear.
That's too much Spice Girls talk for the year. There we go. We're done.
It's your morning team show at WSGW. No, because if I find out what's really going on with the autobiography, I will report back.